The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
Eric's Family Barbecue has arrived and is simply the best barbecue in Arizona. Come satisfy your taste buds with meats that are smoked over mesquite wood and sides that are made with fresh ingredients and tons of love. They have the best, juiciest brisket, pulled pork, rib, sausage, turkey, or everyone's favorite, the Pitmaster Sampler that includes all the meat and four sides, mac and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, corn, or beans, yum. And for dessert, try some creamy banana pudding, amazing. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, meat, mesquite. Repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Dine in or take it to go. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more info.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
98.
There's Silence the Voice. Thank you, Silence the Voice. Mentioned the tally-ho. This is why I love Dive Bar so much. This is why Bert's got his favorite over there in the Mesa and the Jupes.
Yeah.
Layla says, oh, you mentioned Tally Ho. I live five streets away from that place. My first time in years ago, I asked for a Moscow Mule, and the bartender just looked at me and went, nope. We ain't keeping copper mugs around. That brings in bad folk. You know it's a bar that's not that bad if they've got a stack of copper mugs.
Moscow Mule, yeah. Please.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. All right. The baby, make this one a Moscow Mule.
We got one.
Got AIDS, one of them gay ass drinks. Got that HIV? Just make the drink, the baby. Yeah, so I need a new dive bar, and I'm fine. Now, this is what drives people to drugs. It's just easier. I don't want to do drugs, but you know what? It would be just simple to walk into my backyard and do my own thing. I think that's the route to go. By the way, the women's gymnastics team has already lost. Silver. That's right, Brady. They lost.
Yep.
Simone Biles, all the news is, because everything's on tape delay, that Simone Biles pulled out of the team event. But bottom line is, they were in the middle of it when she pulled out, and they lose to Russia, which means they probably would have won had Simone Biles been capable of playing. She's a little bit dinged up. So they got the silver. I didn't know that was going on like right now or just ending. That was quick. It's only the third or fourth day of the whole thing, and that's already over. I thought that was one of the big deals. And then they do individual stuff for the next, like, 5 days. Like, they do each event, right?
Yeah.
And then an individual overall through each event.
Maybe she can rally up for the ribbon dance.
That's not part of her deal, but I do love that one. The ribbon dance is funny to me, because I feel like anybody can do it. A few of those, the ring tossing one, too. I like that, where they throw the rings high in the air.
Oh, yeah.
And they roll around and then catch the ring. And
right.
But to me, the fun part about that one, and that's why I like the Olympics, is the commentators have to act like this is all they've been living for 4 years. And when one of those rings or a ribbon does the ground touch, oh.
It's all over.
Like, it can't possibly bother you at all that somebody dropped a ring. All the work and hard work and training. And I'm like, really?
That's what makes that ice skating so riveting.
Well, ice skating is actual. I can see where there's work and training. There's a future somewhat in ice skating. You drop a
less.
Hoop. Man, you're back to the Applebee's on Friday serving people. You're not really getting like a ton of jobs after that. You're not going on, Disney's hoop tossing tour. Disney on Ice, at least, will take some of these athletes and make them stars on these tours for ice skating. Ice skating is a thing. The hoop throwing, that's a one and done. After the Olympics, what are you going to do?
Let them get a chance to rally back if they drop the hoop or something, mm-hmm. by using like improv skills, turning it into something like a
origami type,
yeah.
thing.
They tumble into it and then play it off like they did it on purpose.
So like the guy from Airplane?
Yeah.
It's a brooch, it's a hat, turn into different little props. You want it to be Carrot Top's ring toss.
Yeah.
With props.
Throw some entertainment.
Yeah, look, it's not entertaining unless they drop it. I don't want to watch a successful ring toss, do you?
I think they just need to drop the whole event itself.
I don't disagree, but I do love...
Or combo, skateboarding and hoops.
And being in the world of broadcasting in our own strange little way, it would be interesting to be in that room of broadcasters, Mike Tirico and all these people that are like well-known, and you're sitting in the middle of the room, and they're like, all right, Holmberg, Bogan. Rhythmic gymnastics ribbon dance. We pulled a crud one, Brady. We got to learn about that. Or are they so well-versed at it They know this thing up and down, and they're like, that's my job. My job is to call rhythmic ribbon dancing.
And well, they usually put experts. The one expert in there. With
the one who used to do it.
Yeah.
But then there's another guy. Like what I always tell Kevin Ray. I'm like, you miserable for the longest time just to keep your feet in the cement in the Phoenix Suns. They made you call that awful Mercury basketball. Like, well, it wasn't that bad. I'm like, it was that bad and then some. It was not your end goal. It wasn't a job you wanted. It was something they gave you while you were working. Well, I did both, though. And I'm like, yeah, I know, but still. And I try to talk him out of that being a good experience in his life because he keeps trying to tell me it was. There's no way Kevin Ray enjoyed that. That had to be off. Going to every Mercury game? I don't think he traveled because I don't think they did road game TV. But it was, you know, those moments where they just assign you a thing. You know, like I called a polo match. The very first thing I ever did and with a microphone and for money. Well, that's not true. The very first thing I did professionally with a microphone and money was a polo match. I don't know how I got the job, but they did no research. They just needed somebody who could speak English.
Keep it flowing.
And I didn't keep anything flowing. No clue what was going on. I was told about chuckers. That's the only thing they said to me. You know what a chucker is? And I'm like, no. That's like a period. Why don't they call it that? And they call it chuckers. I'm like, okay. Well, when that horn sounds, it's the end of the chucker. I think that might be all I said.
And that ends the first chucker.
I think I said that. Did I say that right? All right. Say that Montenegro has two. I forget the name of goals. They had a special thing. It's like 2 points or something. And I'm like, okay.
Montenegro has two. Of whatever those things were down there at the net.
Fabulous. Let's get to the charcuterie.
Yeah. And nobody cared.
All right, everyone. The second chucker's about to begin. So grab your mothers. And let's make this one good mother chucker.
All right. That's not funny.
And then they do something with divots. I was supposed to announce that. I had no idea what I was doing. The guy gave me $500 the other day. I'm like, man, people in polo have money. Because I did a terrible job. I was awful at it.
That's the end of chucker number three.
There aren't I think there's only two chuckers. I think that ended. I heard the horn.
Well, to scratch that, folks. We're not adding a fourth chucker today. We're going to go ahead and chuck that.
And I didn't know.
Better than being stuck with the cricket. Day two.
Oh, man.
I mean, they go forever.
I'd have done it.
Wicked googly. Another wicked googly. That's off the post.
Whack bat. I think that's called a whack bat. Burn the corpse.
You're just making things up.
Nobody here knows what I'm doing. Nobody
Such
knows.
Such a
cricket.
Wicket there. Yeah. There's a nice, splendid.
The one Indian family, and they're going, he doesn't know what he's talking about.
That's the end of the first chucker.
These are not chuckers, you moron. It's a different game.
I'd like the crowd to please remain quiet during my speeches. There may be things I say that only I understand. Now I'm going to break into a language I've made up right here on the spot.
Yeah, so it's, I don't think there's any, rhyme or reason to who gets the jobs calling. I think Brett could do ribbon stuff. Oh, that would be great. He'd be like, come on, woke pussy. Now, that would be the Olympics I would watch. But, yeah, there's some events in there that are pretty funny. But now that the big one is that Simone Biles not doing that team thing, it's huge. That's big. Also, another thing that's going on today is the Cardinals camp starts, and there's no Larry Fitzgerald.
Hold out.
Is this a hostage negotiation?
Or retire?
What's he doing?
Yeah.
Like, this is, Larry Legend is not doing any favors for the team unless everything has been discussed previously, and they're all on the same page, but the fans are feeling like Larry's kind of...
It's
taken a long time. You either decide you're back or you're not. The team would love him back, but at the same time, it's sort of time to move on from Larry.
It seems like he's almost holding them hostage at this point. We need to figure out what we're doing here, pal.
You've clogged a spot. Yeah. Like, they've had to hold a spot on his decision on whether he's coming back or not. Now, they can fill it, but the contract, the money that he drops if he leaves is huge. They could have done something with that.
Yeah.
So, I don't understand. Like, they're going to re-sign him for I don't know how much. It'll be a cheap deal because he's got no contract right now. But they could have used it on something else, whether or not that's – and the rumors abound.
Yeah.
You talk to Cardinal insiders, you talk to people on the media, and it's like he and Kyler Murray don't like each other. And I've heard that from a lot of people.
Really? Yeah. Me too.
Oh, wow. I've heard that from – and I don't know how true it actually is. But that's the rumor, is that those two just butt heads.
And he's not, he's never, you know, Kingsbury's trying to put his thing together.
Yeah.
His, you know, he's got to,
and it's,
he's
got to
build,
team. Yeah.
He's got to build a new team.
It's the Shane Doan thing. And by the way, congratulations to Shane Doan's kid who was drafted by the Coyotes. More of that Jinx family going on to the Coyote ice, but whatever. 20 years and nothing. I mean, I'm just saying. And I like Shane Doan. He's great, but he was the one common denominator to them never winning a thing. Everybody else has changed. Every seat in that building's changed when Shane Doan was there. I'm just saying. I love Doaner. Great guy. Really brought us nothing. Should have been traded to a team who got a championship on his own. But Larry Fitzgerald's no different. It's like he's the guy who you're like, all right, well, thanks, but it's time to go. I want that for Ben Roethlisberger. I'm a Steelers fan. I wish he'd have stepped away. I wish he'd have walked away. This is too many years. This year's going to stink. I'm already looking forward to the Steelers year. I'm like, there's no possible way they're a contender. And that's the first time in years that I've said that about the team. I'm like, they're not going to contend. They're done. They can't. They got a statue at quarterback. He's too old. And now it's just this coronation victory lap of a great career. You could have done that last year. One last run. The last thing you want is a 40-year-old giving you one last run. When his last couple runs have not been that great. Haven't been a Super Bowl in 10 years. I know, Brett. But that's the Steelers. It's not the Bears.
30. You know, what are you going to do?
We've had the same quarterback for like 17 years. You've had 17 or 18.
17 quarterbacks in that amount of time.
At least. Yeah. I mean, probably even more because you went through three or four a year for a while. So yeah, it's not fun. But yeah.
This year with the rifle. Different.
Yeah, Brady's a big fan of that red rifle. That Andy Dalton. He's, you know, he's just like, his car might as well just say, just have like a just married car with just Lombardi trophies on the bumper, just dragging them from town to town, because that's all that guy does is bring championships with him.
Well, between the Red Rifle and OH, Brady's got to be a Bears fan now at this point.
Yeah, it could be. Justin Fields and the Rifle on the same team. Are you switching up?
Thinking about it. Man.
Don't do it. Ask any Bears fan.
Oh, it's brutal.
You're diving into a big vat of tar. There's no reason to ever get into that hot mess. Yeah, but, I mean, you have no hope for your football season.
Absolutely zero.
Cardinal fans do, but this is big. And you got to think about that. Like, you know, Larry Fitzgerald has played with, what, 120-some quarterbacks in his years here? Because, I mean, for a while there, they would run.
It might be light.
Yeah,
they're like pretty close.
3-7 a game, I think, got to play. They just, fans would win a chance to throw to Larry. And there was, like, thousands of quarterbacks. He didn't fight with any of them. So the even the rumor of him and Kyler Murray not getting along is a bit surprising.
And he's never been a receiver you heard about that's like complaining, I'm not getting my touches.
Right, he's not a trouble guy. They moved him into the slot, letting him know that D-Hop's the man.
He's heard about that. They're saying, oh, he didn't like that part of it.
He's recognized his role, though.
Rolled right into it.
He never once has been a mouth. He's always been the quintessential professional.
Yeah.
You never read anything bad about him, like on TMZ or not the club and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, he's never been a problem. He's always been an ambassador.
And if you get him the ball 98%, I mean, it's going to be caught.
If it touches his hands, he's catching.
Right. And the guy's, why wouldn't you want a guy?
Yeah. But this is, I think, more on him.
Yeah.
Because why wouldn't the Cardinals just say, what do we got to do here to keep you around one more year? I mean, this is the last run. The Cardinals have an actual legitimate – I know Toledo doesn't like hearing that with the Seahawks in their division, but – that's a tough division, but they're a legitimate team if this all comes together well. I mean, they had a weird year last year where they were good for a while and then just terrible. And we don't know which one's going to show up. But Webster at quarterback, this is his year to
but they can't finish third this year.
Why?
And after all the money they spent on the free agents?
Well, if they go like 11-5, it's fine.
Because that's 11-6 this year?
Or 11-6, right.
That's
a tough division. So, you know, if you're sniffing the playoffs and you just miss because the division beat you, you're like, we're in a tough division. I don't think anybody loses their job over that. But this is the window.
Has to be better than 500.
Because, you know, going out getting A.J. Green and J.J. Watt. We'll see. But football's back. It's great having that back. Starts today. Talking football for real. But the Larry Fitzgerald thing is interesting, especially locally, because it's the first time you've ever seen Larry kind of swing his wang around a little bit. If that's what he's doing, but nobody knows. And that goes back to this being kind of a juvenile sports town, is that none of these guys on sports radio know a thing. Gamba Ding Dong's sources know nothing.
Yeah, what's up with his sources?
I'm friends with Larry. Look, hold on a second. Gamba Ding Dong. I was looking out my Pella window. I thought I saw Larry running routes in his front yard. He was wearing red. My sources tell me that that means he's getting back in shape for the Cardinals. We're going to make this all work out. Then I swam over to his house. Again, as you know, I don't need water to swim. I just tear through the terra firma with my gigantic Golden Gloves hands. I was in Golden Gloves, Brett. I don't know if you knew that. Champion of Golden Gloves 44 years ago. I was a Golden Glover. Great stuff. And now I just eat udon noodles. All I have to do, too, Brady, is conjure them. I think udon noodles and udon noodles appear.
It's amazing.
It's an amazing sorcery of udon noodles from the Payway. Anyway, just I replaced a couple of Peller windows with my mind control. I made new openings and egresses in my house, and I saw Larry outside, my handy-dandy notebook.
You're saying he's moving to linebacker?
I'm saying they're moving Larry Fitz. My sources tell me Larry's going to play quarterback for the Cardinals next year because he doesn't like Kyler Murray. He's going to put him in his pocket or maybe in his ear hole in his helmet and have Kyler whisper where to throw the ball. Because Kyler's diminutive. I looked that word up. It means little. Anyway, Pella windows, delicious water, clear new water, cool, delicious, filtrated water, brought to you by my handy-dandy notebook. Yeah, nobody knows. And that's something that a real town, like Chicago, New York, L.A., sports town, L.A. kind of, but the sports towns would have answers, or at least some sort of wild story that someone would have to answer. Halftime sports radio, people may not know this, make up a crazy story so the team reacts. Sports radio, like those guys, I just heard that Larry Fitzgerald and Kyler Murray were in a fist fight. And then there's a reason. And they'll just say, like, that. I have a guy, I don't know how real it is or what, but I understand they got into a fist fight. Cliff Kingsbury's trying to decide which way to go. And then the team comes back. This is all crap. I don't understand, because it'll leak out in a second.
And this is a pretty good time period for those kind of things to happen during training camp.
Absolutely. So you start making up, like, minor stories to have the team go, no, Larry's
a little
with.
Scrap
and
there.
And then you kind of have to answer, well, what's going on with him then? Where is he? Why isn't he here? Because the rumor is that he's fighting with Kyler, and then they have to do damage control over something that's not even real. That's how sports entertainment works. That's what ESPN is so great at, is finding that little
shifter.
They've got whole entire shows dedicated to things that didn't happen. So does Fox. That Colin Coward show, all things he makes up. The highly questionable is the worst thing ever. That Katie Nolan girl makes things up all day. And then you got the other idiots, the Kellerman and Stephen A., all made up.
Shannon and Skip.
Shannon and Skip. Skip Bayless has made a career just making things
lying.
Up. Lying.
Just lying.
And then, you know, Skip, listen, Skip. As I understand it, Skip, what had happened here? Skip, listen, Skip. Is that Larry Fitzgerald killed Kyler Murray and nobody wants to talk about it. You seen Kyler Murray? You ain't seen him, Skip. He gone.
Nobody.
He gone. Nobody. Nobody know. Could be in the pocket. Nobody know. Skip. They just make things up, and then Kyler Murray has to appear. I'm fine with Larry. Well, then where's Larry? Why isn't he back yet? Oh, it's a business team decision. They would have to answer questions. Our city doesn't do that. We need to. Brett, you need to be our sports correspondent.
Scoop.
And
I'll get this.
Just go stand there. Don't talk to anybody, and then come back with a lie. Because that's what sports radio is. It's all built on lies.
That would be great. We'll have Brett use his sources. They'll find out.
Yeah. I didn't even think of it. I got sources.
Yeah.
He's
going to play or else. He might be playing with eight fingers. Those two thumbs aren't going to be working too good if he doesn't answer my question.
He likes Vegas. That's all I'm saying.
I'm just saying. He might have a little issue with money because he's a gambler. Well, they did it in golf. They did it with Tiger. They did it with Phil. They did it with all those people like, he's got a gambling addiction. They tried it with Charles.
Daly.
John Daly. Well, they didn't have to search too far.
He'll tell you.
But yeah. Charles Barkley, remember they said, he owes the Aria $400,000. And Charles was like, how money does nothing to me. Like, I have tons of money. I go pay that off when I pay it off. That's none of your business. And he went, but he answered it. And that's the whole point of sports. Look, the draft, they're never right. They're all, the experts. We just throw the word experts at the end of it. Insider, expert. You don't know. They're wrong almost every time. It's all just, these people don't know. And there's a reason why the players hate the media, is because those are the guys. That's the true reason, is because they make up stories about them to get them to talk. It's great. It's an absolutely awesome, what the NFL is a male soap opera. It's our Days of Our Lives. We watch. For half the stuff we're watching for is whether or not guys get along. Did Antonio Brown really say that? What did he do in the locker room? Oh, my God, they were on Facebook, and he said this. They tweeted something, and then he deleted it.
Days of our NFL lives.
It is. It's a complete WWE. And they followed
Deshaun Watson right now.
Deshaun Watson is a fantastic story. He's not. Nothing is about football.
Yep.
Will he be traded? My sources say he's traded by some guy.
10 women now.
On ESPN. Went crazy Sunday saying, oh, I just heard from his manager and his trainer that he's going to be traded Sunday. They know what team. He's already packing. And it didn't happen. But it was headlines. Everybody, it's all made up.
So Houston easy. Wants 5 first-round draft picks. Yeah.
I need to Good teach. Luck. Yeah, you're getting that. And a lawyer, because he's going right. to have a conviction. On yep. The I should teach at Cronkite Broadcast School, because I don't think they teach you that part. Look, journalism 2021. Make it up. Make it up. All of it. None of it's real. You just get a good bloody headline and make something up. And kind of. And kind of. And don't. And just say allegedly a lot. Or my
what
sources.
They used to be
it.
So mad at the National Enquirer and all that. They're like, wait a minute.
That's
there's
the
something to
now.
It. Uh-oh. It is.
TMZ is the leading source of most breaking news.
I know.
And it is the Enquirer.
And that's what ESPN's turned into, is the TMZ of sports.
Absolutely, because there's money. We'll watch. Yeah. We'll watch two people arguing over something that may or may not have happened. And Stephen A. Smith is the... Projunctorially, I understand you guys have to listen when I tell you. Larry Fitzgerald is transitioning to be a woman. Even if it's not true. I have it on good information, and you can't be a bigot against that. Okay. So then it goes on the next day. Did you hear what Stephen A. Smith said? He said he might be a woman. He wants to be a woman. Puts the NFL in quite a pickle, Max Kellerman. And then they go on about an hour, and it becomes news just because this guy said something stupid.
They had to love that whole Rachel Nichols thing. In the
every second
yep.
of it.
ESPN.
And you know who else 100%. Loves it? NBC.
Maria Taylor loves it.
Who ran over to NBC like the day after a contract ended at ESPN, and NBC's like, we can't get you on fast enough. Your name's been... They love that stuff. It is... There's nothing about sports that's authentic. Maybe Rich Eisen. He might be the last one.
I agree there.
He might be the only one that goes on and just tries to be fun. But
Patrick
otherwise,
is pretty good. Dan Patrick
yeah,
is pretty good. But
he's... Yeah.
He
I still
Eisen
think...
Right.
Yeah, he's good, but I still think he kind of...
You know
plays.
Who's
he
the
plays
up-and-comer
the
that's fun?
Who's that?
Pat McAfee.
Oh, McAfee's great, because he's scaring them.
He's honest.
Because he tells you what
he's
went
honest.
On in that locker room.
Yeah.
Punters are the worst nightmare for real
right,
athletes.
Right. They know everything.
Because they know what they know everything that happened
they have
in there.
To sit there and listen.
And this is the danger of being those. Because talking to all the, you know, every punters aren't players. Punter
and
the
a punter
years,
who used to
oh drink. Who loves to booze and it's like doesn't care. And he comes out and he's like, they treated me like garbage because I was a punter for so many years. So why would I be loyal to them? And he'll tell stories. Might not name names, but Pat McAfee tells stories. And he's great at it. You're right. He's not even an up-and-comer. That guy's a killer.
Right.
Drove his car right into a river in Indianapolis drunk.
Tried to walk away.
And tried to leave. That was a rough night.
Not my car.
Yeah. Oh, it was not good. And he just started kicking the ball again. He's a giant, too. Yeah, so if you're thinking about a career in sports broadcasting, just know this. It's all about showing up for a couple of years at a school and then... Being great at, basically that's all it is. It's being great at bold, pretty much. Being really opinionated about things that you're kind of making up. And it's awesome, but we need that, and we need that here. We don't have that here. We've got, I want Bickley and our buddy Vince Murata.
Well, Vince works for the team, so he's not going to be able
well,
to.
Well, Vince can't for the Sun.
Right.
Because then he can't say,
right.
starting at center. He's a brand liability. But it would be pretty great if he started to go, you know, I'm around these guys a lot, and I understand DeAndre Ayton's transitioning. And then they have to answer. They have to say, this is crazy. I don't know why these unsubstantiated rumors. Like, it's a rumor I heard. And that's that you get away with. It's like, I heard this. I heard it. So I'm not saying it's fact. I'm just saying that's what I heard. It's part of my job to be entertaining and report what I've heard. And I've
he
heard
was
that.
On Molly during the playoffs.
Yeah, he loves Molly. Somebody told me, you know, maybe... Failed a Molly test. I don't know if that's a thing or not.
Masturbation injury.
Yeah, well, maybe. That would be fun. I don't know you want to go there. You're not very good at this.
Damn it.
Because who's going to care about
it? Working it out.
He hurt his wrist masturbating. It's like, well, but for the grace of God. I mean, what man is going to think? That's ridiculous. Oh, geez, that can happen. First thing you're worried about is yourself after hearing that. Yeah, the Larry Fitzgerald, Kyler Murray thing. And again, you and I,
through other sources, through other people, who knows what's real?
Right.
That Kyler and Larry just don't like each other. And that's what this holdout's about. But if Cliff Kingsbury is, and Steve Keim are saying, well, this is our team and in control, they need to make a move and go, sorry, Larry, you're done. And disappoint the fans and make everybody think, oh, that's a terrible way to treat your legend. But you know what? The fans have to recognize, the players say it constantly, it's a business, it's a business, it's a business. And there's a certain point where you have to look at your superstar franchise guy and go, sorry.
Can he bring the team to the next level?
Sure he could, but not like this, not if he's not there.
Right. Well, but you put him at the slot, you know, there's debates on that.
He can play. There's no doubt you'd want him on your team, but you want him on your team. You don't need this stuff. And so if Kingsbury's in charge and Kime's in charge, they'll just go, all right, Larry, go sign somewhere else. They did it to Patrick Peterson.
Yeah.
You're not as good as you once were, so you got to go. We're not paying you. That was a huge payday, too. Just make things up.
Yes, or get off the pot just so we can get this thing
That's exactly
going.
It. That's, mm-hmm. That's the thing. If you're a Cardinal fan, you're like, get out or stay or go.
Yeah. One way or another, we need to move on.
It doesn't help. And it brings all this weird stuff. But the Cardinals can't say it. I just love talking football again. Football's back. Because then we're going to have track and field for a week and then football. And Usain Bolt's not running this year, is he? He's out. He retired. I don't know.
Is that true?
I thought he was there. He's not in the Olympics. He had like babies and stuff.
Not also, the baby.
I understand. He had the baby. He and the baby. The baby says he's got the AIDS. So.
Yeah, that caught that AIDS over there in Jamaica, man. You can't be doing that up there. Crazy ass AIDS heaven.
The baby, you have said you're a true Bulgarian. 44 words you spoke, 22 of them were somehow or another beeped or vulgar.
Ooh, John, don't forget Chandler Jones, according to my sources, asked for a trade from the
Did he? Ooh, look into it.
People are just joining in.
Very interesting. Well, that's a fantastic one. I'm going to start Googling. It's all made up.
Brady, please join us on the dark side and become a Detroit Lions fan.
Why?
You can do it. You're used to disappointment. You'll fit right in.
There's a good point of that. That if you're a lifetime person of sport, well, you have Ohio State, I was going to say. You've been a Cleveland and Bungles fan. Nothing good's come from that.
There.
Ohio State's just been consistent over the years. As far as pro sports, though, you've been worse than a Lions fan.
And half the family likes the Browns?
Charlie
does, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much. No, I'm really the only Bengals guy.
Man.
And I wasn't, you know, it was Ohio State, but they go for the Browns more so than the Bengals.
I have to agree with the baby on this one. Even saying I'm a Bengals guy sounds so gay. Just a Bengals guy. I like their...
At least they've had something like in the 30 strike. Years. Browns haven't had anything.
Yeah, Browns are terrible.
A lot of heartbreak.
Yeah, we got to the Super Bowl twice. At least you did that.
No, I'm saying the Browns.
Oh, the Browns. Yeah, it was miserable.
Their games are more memorable in a way.
They look like the poor kid in school. Don't they? Whenever they're on the field, they're like, oh, those uniforms.
The most hope.
Yeah, they'll crush that. Don't worry. They'll have a good season this year, but it'll die on a vine. When the Bills go stomp them out or the Chiefs put them out.
Wait, Joey B. Joe Burrows.
Okay. If I was Joe Burrows, I'd hurt my knee every year to not play for the Bengals.
He's still holding out.
Yeah, good for him. I would be like, yeah, knee's not really up to snuff yet, coach. Yeah. Like, man, that thing's slow healing. Yeah.
I saw you running yesterday.
Sources say that my knee's no good. Well, you can't make that up. I would tell the press all the time if I was Joe Burrow. I got a bug. Infection. I went to a bar last night. I think they poisoned me. I went with this DJ.
Oh, so you're in Phoenix.
People
huh?
hate him. Yeah, but football's back, and that's a good thing. DaBaby Scott Haynes just said, I just heard from my sources, DaBaby, that Magic Johnson now has full-blown AIDS. Now, DaBaby, this is just lies.
You about that man, that Magic Johnson, he
sounds like Donald Sterling.
That got the AIDS.
Why is he so fascinated with the AIDS? Brady asked me this morning, is DaBaby gay? That's the worst question anyone's ever asked. How do you know when a baby's gay? Oh, you mean the rapper.
You think this baby's gay?
Speaking of gay, I got to thank our defacer, Michael Ligo, a listener that went out to Tom X's thing and vandalized it for us. He brought me a present yesterday. It's a little odd when a homosexual man's birthday present for you is a portable bidet. Keep it clean, he says.
All
keep
right.
it clean. You know, you never know.
Well, he'd know.
He knows. But it's now. You know, he says you can do it in the office, and I'd have to take dumps at the office.
Pristine.
Yeah, pristine at
You're
all times.
Bring it in a briefcase or something?
No, no, no. It's not like mobile like that. Oh, it's just, it's attachable.
Like clip on or something under
yeah,
the
Yeah, clips
seat
on the seat, and then
yeah.
I could detach it and take it home. I could always have it with me. You know, in any bathroom situation, it just takes a little work. And it's like, well, he gave me that. And I laughed hysterically at the idea that a gay man just said, keep that b-hole spotless, you never know. Is essentially what the message I got. You never oh. know. It's true, Brett.
Oh.
Well, I learned that from...
Oh.
Ooh.
Ew.
Oh. Ew. What do you think of that, oh. baby?
Wait a minute. Didn't got you a butt wash. And get that AIDS.
Thank you, DaBaby. My first real girlfriend made me.
Feel scrub
up. No, no, it was the feeling of keep that thing pristine 24/7 because you just never know when she's going to get prison hungry.
And there's some darts.
Turns into salad and go at the old Holmberg residence or what?
Salad and go. That's right. It's time for a little salad and go drive through. And I was ready. And I'm 99% of the time I'm ready. 99% of the time. I'd let you look right now, Brady. It's beautiful back there. Spotless. I know yours is some weird orange... Like, you know the bad porns where the girls never clean with soap back there and there's that weird...
Dingle?
The stripes. No, no, dingles. What porn are you watching? Yeah, they pinstripe it because they never really wash it. They're afraid
My favorite.
Yeah, those are the worst. And the porns are those... And it's usually the homemade ones where the... And there's the... It's a stain. I told Megan that the other day. I'm like, you know that's a stain, right? That's a stain from years of varnish going through the skin. It's true.
That's not why. It's just people have different colored skin.
Like, no, it isn't. Mm. It's where that... Go, and Brady's,
it's aging?
I even said it in the car. I'm like, I bet you Brady's is like burnt orange or umber. Because he's afraid of his butthole. He doesn't clean it right. Guaranteed. No soap and water after each one. Gives it time to set. And then it's like a Thompson's water seal. It makes a nice color. And it makes a stripe.
There's
stripe
jet out. Water going there.
You got stripe out.
I got the bidet,
I man. Guarantee you got a stripe
Squeaky
out.
Clean.
He's got stripe out, Brett. Guaranteed. You go look at it today, if you've got the courage to bend over in the mirror, and I guarantee you got stripe outs on the side. You've got, it might as well have 442 written on it. It's
got a Hearst slapstick
you got,
in
you
there.
Got a Z28 decorative stripe going off each edge. And that's how you know. But that's what my first girlfriend did, basically what Michael did yesterday. It's like, you keep this thing clean all the time, because you never know. And I didn't.
Didn't keep it clean?
No, I kept it clean. Oh. I didn't know when. Like, sometimes she just, like, it's on. That was a thing. She loved it back then. I didn't like it. I still don't, but I keep it clean just in case. Because you know why? It's the reciprocation. You want Miss New Booty clean back there, right? Oh, yeah. You don't want her to have one of them Brady Umber stripes. We're just from here on out, we're going to call her Brady Pinstripe. Because he fought me for years about just taking a shower after a dump and washing your ass.
You don't have to do that.
All right. Umber stripes. 442, bud. But yeah, she kept it back there spotless. And it's a good mindset to have. Because prior to that, I was disgusting. I didn't ever do the proper cleaning back there. I was like Brady.
You're in Umberland?
I was very much like you. I was building an umber stripe.
Cannot believe you're forcing me to take pictures of my bunghole this morning. I'm
Nobody's
doing it.
Nobody's forcing you.
I'm doing it. I'm doing
do it,
it,
though. Take a look and see if you got an umber stripe. Mine is ridiculous. Mm. Glows.
I will ask him what the results
You know those commercials when Mr. Clean cleans the floor and then they pull it and he leans the mop on his shoulder and the floor goes, ping! That's my butt. And then, so, ironically, I look a little like Mr. Clean. But yeah, Megan just wouldn't believe it. I'm like, no, you got to wash up after each one, because if I just left, like, poison brown on my arm and
you
then
wiped it on your arm.
Wiped it off and left it there until my next shower. If I did that like Brady does four times a day, it's going to leave an umber stripe. You got an umber stripe. And a lot of guys do.
Clean. Johnny, clean.
I don't believe it. Let's see.
Let me drop trowel right now.
Let me see. I guarantee you there's umber stripes. I guarantee you.
No.
Is umber the word? That's the dark brown crayon.
A couple of Dexters are wondering, why are you talking to Umbros, man?
Yeah.
No, Umbros.
Is it umber? It's the color that's it's a reddish
umber,
brown.
Right?
We'll take a picture of Brady's beehole. You'll know what umber is.
Canyon.
Yeah, it's like Utah down there. The colors are spectacular. You just don't want to get too close because you're in Utah. Yeah. Scott Haynes says, your ass is clear now because of the Visine you drink. That's true, too. I got a little of that going. It shoots right out. But yeah, you got to clean it up. But that's what Michael did. And then Lisa Figueroa, La Fig, dropped off cupcakes for my birthday
yesterday.
Oh, amazing. From Small Cakes is the name of the place. There's Umber. It's kind of an orange. That's Brady Feehole. It's the ones more up on the top in that guy's shirt.
Isn't that the Bengals colors, too?
Yeah, oh, it is kind of. Maybe Brady's paying homage with brown and orange
brownies.
It is kind of the browns. And that's why they're called that.
Yeah, that's what I picture. That
yeah,
shirt.
It's that one. Yeah. Yeah. That burnt orange, almost reddish.
Yuck.
That's going back there. He's uncomfortable.
Drop trowel right now.
All right. Go ahead.
Yeah, we're waiting.
We're waiting.
I'm not showing you.
Why?
Because you just said you'd drop.
You know we'll see it. We'll see the Z28 stripes.
Release the Kraken.
Yep. I don't want to see it, really, to be honest. But always keep it clean. And thanks to Michael, our gay listener, who got me that.
Now, John, in Brady's defense, could it be because of all that Cheeto dust?
Yeah, it could be. He could be Cheetoed. Either way.
Cheetle.
It's a good message. And anyone that fights me, I immediately know is a hillbilly. Take a shower after each poop.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
Okay.
John, I just checked. Hillbilly. Mine looks like one of those holographic sports cards. It glints.
And you move it right? Like images of Tom Brady show up? That's neat. Mine's like the fungible...
Oh, NFTs?
Yeah, the NFTs, that's it. Like it moves and like Princess Leia shows up. You're our only hope. It's spotless. And I've served dinner off of it, Brady. It's been a long, long time.
Nice.
But I've served dinner off of it, and there's no problem. That girl loved that. It was weird. She's a big fan of the idea of playing around back there. I'm not that big a fan of it.
You've been prepping dinners for 30 years afterwards.
Just in case.
No reservations.
You never know. Yeah, none necessary. Open table, it's called. Is Miss New Booty that kind of person?
What's that?
You know, prison starved. All right, Brett. The silence spoke the volumes. Brett
she's
doesn't
whatever
matter.
I say. That's what it is.
Does she go to Olive Garden every now and then?
Drops down as a little endless breadsticks.
Salad.
A little breadstick. And now it's time for a little salad. Salad. Of course. Well done,
Brett.
A
little tour of Italy.
I appreciate that, Brett. Brady would never have the courage to let somebody go back there because he knows.
It's been hours since I showered that up. I've had two dumps in between.
That's why I don't like people that poop at work because I know they're walking around with a rust bottle. Anyway, keep it up.
Especially over across the hallway.
Different generation. But thank you to Michael Legault. And that is one thing the gays have on us. They keep that area clean. That's what women do it for us. And we should do it. We as heterosexual men should always be aware of that. Women are always washing that stuff. Good ones.
Yeah.
Always keeping that area ready for play. Always.
As they should.
It's easier when you got a pipe cleaner going in every now and then.
What the hell? Yeah.
What are you scrubbing
with? What are you talking about?
Finish the thought.
Yeah.
They clean each other.
No, don't.
Who does? The gays?
Yeah.
It's not a pipe cleaner. You think that's cleaning?
That's not what the Corona does.
You think that is a sanitary act?
It's on the log.
You think that's a sanitary act? It is not a cleansing ritual. It is clean for the filthy activity. You, sir, need to read a book.
I'll look into it.
It is not pipe cleaner clean.
I'm cleaner.
You jackass. That's hilarious, though.
That's what they're doing it for. Clean out all the mung.
That is not.
Why else would you do it? It's gross.
Hey, man, that's right. You get that HIV shoving your pipe cleaner up that butt.
The baby, please. What do you got on the big board of musical treats here? But thank you to Michael. And there's other people who sent me things, too. A guy sent me a picture of the Steelers, a postcard from the 70s Steelers. It was very nice. So I got a lot of lovely little presents yesterday from everybody, and thank you for being nice on my birthday. Brett, go ahead.
Wake Up Song brought to you guys by Action Ride Shop over there in Mesa. I don't know how proud they are after this conversation.
Sure they are. You can have some of that coffee.
Pipe cleaners and everything.
Oh, that coffee will clean you up.
That coffee will get you all ready
to
go.
But in a good way.
For my ex.
If you guys look for a new bike, they've been getting some in, and they're getting used bikes in, too. They just got this brand new Pivot Switchblade in,
Mojave.
Which is pretty nice.
So, but check them out on Facebook as well as on Instagram at Action Ride Shop. But they are getting some bikes in now, finally. So
I like that bike.
Anyway, let's see here. What do we got?
Yeah, the bikes have been tough to come by, haven't they?
Yeah, because of all the shutdowns. So they've been having problems getting, you know, shocks and things like that. But they're slowly but surely coming in.
They've been good at keeping it going. But, yeah, it's, I mean, it's been COVID screwed that all up.
A lot of songs going out to your night.
My night
or
last
your
night.
Your previous bar. Saxon Party Till You Puke.
Hank 3
thrown out of the bar.
I'm Hank 3 now, Brady.
Municipal.
Yes.
Municipal Waste, you're cut off.
The only thing you didn't do was punch, fight, and F.
Other than being white and speaking English, I've never had anything in common with Hank 3 until Saturday.
Union Underground, Deftones, All That Remains, Agnostic Front, Parkway Drive, Twisted Sister.
Wow.
Upon a Burning Body.
Poison! Yes.
Oh, yeah, Poison. Look what the cat dragged in for your bartender the other night.
I have not heard that in forever. It's almost worth trying.
Do it!
Hank 3 is pretty good, too. Party Till You Puke. I wish that was the reason why. What do you think, Bert?
If Toledo wants the Poison.
You want the Poison?
We'll let him go with this one.
I'm not saying it was Poison.
We played Boston for him a couple weeks ago, so he can pick
this. True. And this is for all the dirtheads who, you know, and maybe Brett's listening. He's here, right? Ooh. Michaels?
Oh, yeah.
He could be out there. He's like, a Steeler fan.
Yeah?
He keeps it clean.
I don't remember the last time I heard that song either.
I don't think I've heard it since it came out, because that was one that didn't look what the cat dragged in. Oh, so bad.
Is that what your bartender was yelling when you walked in, or what?
Pretty much. Like, who's going to come in here and act like nothing happened? But we sorted it out. That was the most disappointing part. We sorted it all out. It seemed fine. Trip was loving the potential firework.
This is the best night ever. Yeah.
And I'm like, it is kind of fun.
I thought you guys were going to throw bones. Is that a thing?
Like, I don't think that's dice.
Was he in a corner sipping on his drink?
We went in the corner. And then he just walked around. Like, it was fun. Trip was great. Because he was not antagonizing, but he certainly had a big smile on his face the entire time. Like, it was a treat. You don't take, you know, a man what do they call it? Elocution of Trip Reeb. You know, he's been to the highest super parties in Hollywood. He's been a player in that area for years, and all the celebrities he's in, you know, the Bel Air golf course where he
regular
golfs
foursome
regular,
with
regular
foursome. Les Moonves.
With the leaders of all the big, the CBS and all that.
Les and I are friends. We hit the white ball now and again. He's a good guy. Moonves. That's what I call him, Moonves, because it's his name.
And then I drag him over to the thing, and it was new to him.
We hit into, rather.
Yeah.
So the next thing you know, we're all
Wallace.
Balled up in a Rat King with Dan Rather and his force. And let's just say we played through. F you, Rather.
But yeah, you know, you take him to this situation. It was like a kid in a candy store.
I've never seen anything like it. Hillbilly fight.
I shaved off all my facial hair yesterday, and I don't like
this. That's what did it.
Oh, I don't like this at all. I always look like I just got out of chemo, and I don't like it. So I sit down, and Trip goes, "You look at you all cleaned up." I'm like, "Yeah."
Nah.
What?
Nah.
You look like you've got cancer now for sure. It's very bad. I like you better with facial hair. I'm like, "Eh, no, I just had to clean it up, and then I got out of hand, so it'll come back in a couple days." Yeah. Even your beard grows back a little bit. I'm like, "Yeah, thank you." And so we get in the car, making like,
"Geez, guys are mean to each other about that."
Well, he's not lying. I look a little cancery with all the hair off. And then so my friend Max meets us at the bar, and he goes, "What happened here? You got the chemo going?"
"Geez, you guys are mean to each other."
Yeah, he's right. It makes my eyes all sunken. I have to look like a hobo to look normal. I don't like shaving. But anyway. Poison. Is he getting it? I'm nervous about this one.
I thought maybe you had a court appearance or something.
No, I don't have to go to court anytime soon today.
Well, we'll see.
I got one of them photo radar tickets. So.
Another one?
Yeah, I get them all the time. And you know what they sound like at my house? Into the trash. Because you know why? I'll take my chances. But admitting it on the air is probably dumb, but I don't care. Yeah, it showed up. And I also have an argument on this one, because it was nobody else on the road. Even the picture shows me. I'm going 62 and a 45. A little heavy. But it's on a road. I'm alone. Like, you can see for miles that I'm the only car out there. So I'd say reasonable and prudence, 90.
There's some leeway.
It's a raceway. But I have to wait for the processor to come get me on my hand for this. I won't pay for anything mailed to me. If you mailed me a picture of me doing something wrong and said pay me, I'd never pay you.
Thrown plenty away.
Yeah, tons of them. This one's no different. No different. It's poison right here. Oh my goodness. Man. It's only 2 minutes and 50 seconds long. Look what the cat dragged in. It's my theme song now.
Hey!
Here we go.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat, ericsfamilybbq.com.